Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the Best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Rob, let's get right into it. Big game tonight. Now, last night, of course, you had game one of the Eastern Conference Finals. Nice little upset by the Miami Heat, who are playing great basketball. They beat the top-seeded Milwaukee Bucks, took down the Knicks in the second round, and now up 1-0 on the Boston Celtics, upsetting them in Boston. We'll get to that a little bit later in the show. But we want to start with the big game tonight, and that is game two of the Lakers-Nuggets series. Rob, Denver's up 1-0, got out to a huge lead in game one, and then held on for dear life to win by six in Denver. Do you consider tonight for the Lakers, who are down 0-1, a must win?
Yeah, I think it's a must-win from the standpoint of, obviously, if Denver wins, they win their two games at home. They just hold serve. And then you go to L.A., think you could win your two home games, and then it's a 2 out of 3 series. So, realistically, if they lose, it's not the end of the world.
Right, not what mathematically you wonder, a must-win.
Right, right. But what you wonder about is, can you win 4 out of 5 if you lose that game against Denver? Like, that's what comes to play, Chris, once you lose the game. And every series that the Lakers have won this year, they won game one, which tips the scales big time when
it
you take a game on the road.
Gives them home court advantage right away.
Yeah, I mean, it's huge. And it gives you the wiggle room, do you know what I mean, to be able to do it. So I think it's very, very important that, you know, that the Lakers try to get this win. If we see a repeat, and I know Denver took its foot off the gas, Chris, in the fourth quarter, and the Lakers made the game respectable and only lost by 6 and not by 30. But Denver had its way with the Lakers early on. So I'm just looking at it to say, I just wonder what would happen if, you know, they come out and run over the Lakers this time and beat them bad. Then you would have to question yourself and say, well, where are we really and how do we match up with this team? When you lose, when Anthony Davis scores 40 points in game one and you lose, then you start to wonder. That normally, I don't know. I bet you if you took a look at Anthony Davis scoring 40 points, I doubt he lost many games when he scored 40.
Yeah, it. Like we said, obviously it's not a must-win mathematically, and I don't think it's a must-win psychologically, because this same Denver team in the last round, Rob, they actually blew out Phoenix in the first two games. Remember, most people thought that thing was over, and then they go back for games three and four in Phoenix, and lo and behold, Phoenix wins. And it's 2-2 all of a sudden. And had the Suns had just a hint of depth, maybe they win that series or at least make it a tough series and take it seven. But so Denver has shown that it can be, you know, beaten on the road. And so I think it is not hard to envision, even if the Lakers win tonight, that they go back to L.A., win the next two. And I think the most important thing for them in that scenario is that they've got LeBron James. They're led by LeBron, who's seen it all, who's come back from a 3-1 deficit to win an NBA Finals. So he's not going to be moved emotionally by being in a 2-0 hole. You don't want it, that's for darn sure. Now, could it affect the psyches of the role players? Like, it won't rock LeBron, but would it rock D'Angelo Russell? Would it rock Rui Hachimura, Lonnie Walker, Jared Vanderbilt, Austin Reeves? I mean, they seem pretty steely for a group of young players who's really never done anything in the playoffs, so I'll give them that. But that's what you question, but this, I can't wait. I mean, this is just a really intriguing series to me, Rob, because I think, you know, we've got a matchup of arguably, I mean, if we don't count Giannis as a center, then I'm sorry. I think Joel Embiid was the MVP or if deserved the MVP. I voted for him. I got no issue with him winning it. But Jokic is better. I don't mean this year. I mean, he's just a better player. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I think he is.
Yeah, I mean, he he's not the defender. One reason, I felt like Embiid was the better player for the past few years. And that was because Embiid was such a, you know, a very good defender. And Jokic isn't much of a defender. He's not like a complete liability, but he's just not much of a defender. But, I mean, his offense as far as what he does passing the ball, his rebounding is right there with Embiid's, and obviously the scoring at every level, block, mid-range, three. I got to give it to him. But I think, Rob, what you have is the best offensive center, or arguably the best offensive center, going against arguably, and certainly in these playoffs, the best defensive center. Anthony Davis, like, we're getting a treat. You know, we always want to see Ewing and Olajuwon, and we did see him in the finals in 1994. You had Shaq and Olajuwon in 95. But, you know, even Olajuwon and David Robinson back in the day, remember in the playoffs when Olajuwon embarrassed Robinson because he felt he should have won the MVP over the Admiral. But this is one of those – I'm just intrigued by this big man matchup, Rob. And they're such different styles, right? Anthony Davis, lean, athletic, you know, great blocking shots and protecting the rim. And then Jokic, earthbound, skilled, you know, beyond measure, not athletic by NBA standards, not fast. Like, it's a great matchup, and I'm just enjoying it. But yeah, I mean, 40 points from AD, like, here's the thing, you can't say, like, you got a monster game from him and you lost. You're not getting 40 now. Rob, I think, and Nick Wright pointed this out on the show, is one of the few things I've agreed with him on. But I think the Lakers are better off with Anthony Davis getting 30 and 20. I'd even say 25 and 20 rebounds than 40 points and 10 rebounds. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I mean, you're not looking for AD to have a 40 piece. I agree with that. Like, there's a lot of things you want to get from him. Rebounding, defending the basket, right? Some blocks.
Yep.
Those are the things that normally are going to be like, that's a great AD game. Not scoring 40 or 50 points. That just doesn't seem to be his. And then even in that game, I don't know, are those real 40 points, Chris, with a big lead? Do you know what I mean? Like, it came after the fact.
I hear you, because it didn't feel like 40.
No,
now,
that's what I mean.
I do think it was an impactful 40 just in that, or I should say maybe an important 40, because it did keep them within striking distance. And then in the fourth, you know, he scored in the fourth. I can't remember exactly how many points, but it wasn't like he didn't score much. So he was contributing to that run in the fourth offensively as well. So it was an important 40, but you're right. It didn't have the feel of a typical 40-point game because they were down big, and he was just kind of keeping them within shouting distance, you know, with his points. Jokic's 34 certainly felt a lot louder, I should say, than what AD did. But I'm just really looking for. I think LeBron, look, AD's not going to give you 40. He might give you 27. So I think, Rob, LeBron's going to have to step up with a big game. I'm thinking 30 or more. Not that he goes out of the offense. I mean, within the offense, I like to see him driving the basketball. You know, if you take the three, make sure they're good three-pointers. Don't, if you're not, you know, you're not feeling it, don't settle. He can get to the basket when he wants. I think he needs to put his head down and go to the rack, get him 30-plus points, because Austin Reeves had 23, Rui Hachimura had 17, and AD had 40, and LeBron had 26. So, and you still lost. So if AD doesn't give you 40, and just whoever the two role players are, Rob, it might be Russell and Lonnie Walker for all we know, but right. I don't know that you're getting big nights from more than two role players. You know what I mean? So LeBron's going to have to make up the slack scoring-wise as far as I can see.
Yeah, I mean, they got their work cut out because those numbers don't come every day, Chris, and you can't be banking on that, and that's just – the reality of what they had to do and just to be able to lose close, you know, that was to lose close.
Yep, yep.
That wasn't a win. If you won that game, you'd be talking about something totally different, but that didn't happen. So
you going with tonight?
Denver. Still think Denver wins tonight.
I picked
at home.
Denver in game one, as did you. I'm going to go with the Lakers tonight. And I think, Rob, it's a sneaky, not a must win, but Denver needs this. I mean, you know, because if they lose this game and then, say, go to L.A. where the Lakers haven't lost yet in the playoffs and drop that one, now you're down 2-1 and game four is a real must win for you. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
So this is a big game. This is just as big of a – I would say this is just as big of a must win or certainly close for Denver as it is for the Lakers.
Yeah, but I think Denver also – I don't think they feel like they can't win a road game. This isn't a team that – can't win a road game, so I hear what you're saying. You don't want to give up home court,
right?
No team does. So that's why it's an important game. But I don't think that if you come out of that 1-1 and feel like we could go to LA and get one game, you don't need to win two. You just need to win one. But if they win this game, I just think that they're in a great spot, just from the standpoint of the other team, the Lakers, having to win, you know, 4 out of 5 to beat you.
That's tough to do against a really good team. Really tough to do against a good team.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week. Explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We gotta pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
We are opening up the second hour of the show with a special surprise for you listeners and for us. It is none other than Woody Page, the Denver Gazette columnist, panelist on ESPN's Around the Horn, and our former colleague.
And a friend of ours.
Friend of ours. We used to be on Cold Pizza with him way back in the day. Woody, how are you?
Well, I told Brandon, your producer, that I'm breathing heavy because I'm so excited to be over with both of you guys. People may not know, when I joined Cold Pizza in its early years, they wanted me to do a show with another guy, and we went through several dozen people that we wanted to do it, and you two guys were among my three finalists that I wanted.
Woody, I remember that very vividly, Woody, and you were very complimentary after I'd had my tryout. And then, of course, it didn't happen. You got Skip Bayless, which is all good, and but cold pizza.
that wasn't all good.
but in the old days, so we go back with the sports debate and where yes. where it is now and all that. It was a lot of fun, but we're so happy to have you on the show, Woody. We really are.
Well, I'm excited about being with you guys, as I said, but more excited about the game tonight.
yeah. And before we get to that, let me ask you this, because we definitely want to get to that. You, as you mentioned, with cold pizza, you and Skip in first and 10, I mean, you guys were among the first. Obviously, Michael Wilbon, Tony Kornheiser were, I think, the first. But when you look back, or look now at the landscape around the horn and First Take and all the shows on FS1. Like, how do you think that these sports debate shows have changed the landscape of sports?
I was having dinner last night with Bill Plaske, who's also a panelist on Around the Horn.
Yep.
And I was telling him about I'll be totally serious with you. I speak to a lot of colleges doing Zoom conferences with colleges all over the country, and I tell young communications majors and journalism majors that 5 years from now, there's going to be something out there that we're not even aware of, that they need to be thinking ahead of YouTube. They need to be thinking ahead of podcasts, thinking ahead of sports debate shows. And this week we found out, as you know, that Pat McAfee is going to join ESPN.
Yep. Yep.
And so we've taken these debate sort of shows that are on Fox and on ESPN, obviously, and other channels, YouTube. We've taken them several steps over the last 20 years that I've been doing it. And I think we're seeing the next step in McAfee coming from YouTube and Parts Unknown to ESPN for probably 2 or 3 hours a day, and
yep.
bringing an entire new generation, I think, to the talk gender kind of shows that
yep.
exist. You know, it used to be when I was a kid. Let me go back. I'll make this real quick, guys.
Mm-hmm.
Your time's more important than mine. But when I was a kid, I listened to a guy named Franklin out of Cleveland, who did a radio sports talk show. And I thought, Pete Franklin, I don't know whether you ever heard the name.
Yeah, of course, sure Pete Franklin yep. was, yep. he was the original on the Fan Afternoon Drive, and he had a show in Cleveland, Pete Franklin.
Yeah, and I used to listen to him in Memphis, Tennessee, where I grew up, and I thought, gee, that's something I'd like to do. He would have kids my age call him, and they'd say, Mr. Franklin, I have a question for you. Go do your homework. Get off the air. I don't want to talk to you. And he was the first kind of Stephen A. Smith or Skip Bayless or me, whatever it might be. And I kind of carried that. Pete Franklin was an incredible kind of first original sports talk host who talked loud and was very opinionated. And I don't know that anything else is going on. So we've gone from the Pete Franklin, and of course, Tony and Michael have brought Pardon the Interruption, and we came along with Around the Horn, and then Skip and I were doing Cold Pizza, and you guys both were on Cold Pizza pretty regularly, if I remember. And that was a different kind of slant when we were doing hardcore debate, if you would, on sports on Cold Pizza. And that then turned into another show, First Take, which
yep.
was on. And now we've seen the next kind of generation with McAfee and his kind of approach to sports talk TV. And there are shows like you're on that are, I'm telling students when I talk to them, that they need to be thinking about unique futures and what's going to come next and how it's going to be. I mean, we at one point, and I'll shut up here, but at one point, I believe that The View, the TV show featuring mm-hmm. five or six women, The View kind of took its concept Because I was at a charity dinner in L.A. with one night, and I was talking to one of the hosts on The View, and they kind of took their concept from what we were doing in sports. Mm. So it's expanded. You know, if you watch CNN or Fox Sports as Fox News, you'll see they're kind of doing the same thing that we do in sports now in politics. So it's really taken a bunch of twists and turns that would almost seem like a roller coaster ride.
No doubt, Woody, no doubt. Let's talk about the game tonight. Denver hosting the Lakers. Denver looked great for three quarters. I know took their foot off the gas. The Lakers made it a game, so people in L.A. feel good, like they figured them out. They figured Denver out, and they'll win this game. I know. I'm
Mike,
with you.
Michael Malone ain't happy about that.
That somehow he kind of gave it up. But anyway, tell us just about the Nuggets. People were calling them the Chicken McNuggets all year, but they're really good team. I like what I've seen this postseason, Woody.
A guy that I'm sure both of you know on Around the Horn yesterday, KD, who's a professor at the University of Maryland, been a long-time sports columnist, and he said, if they took a vote today for the MVP of the regular season, everybody would probably change their minds. Because I think I was kind of laughing when you said that, but I'll get into the Jokic thing first of all, that I'm happy that he's being exposed on a national basis in the finals of the Western Conference, because previous to this, the Nuggets games were always at midnight, on TNT and ESPN. People are getting to see him up close, and everybody's now watching this series because it's every other night. So I'm really happy for that. That he's a unique player in the history of the NBA. And we were talking the other day about, as I said, Bill Plaskin and I had dinner last night, and he, of course, thinks the Lakers have figured it out. And I said,
"Of course.
Do you think in a chess match after one move, the other side figures it out?
Right.
Like Mike Malone's not going to figure out something in return."
I mean, right.
Yeah. So I kind of laugh at that. Oh, yeah, we figured it out. Yeah, they brought in a guy that played well for 8 minutes against the Joker. And now that's the solution to the series. This is going to be back and forth. I picked it to go seven games. I picked the Nuggets to win because I'll give you two reasons. One, they have the home court for four games. And I think this is a home court series. I think the Lakers will win at home. I think the Nuggets will win at home. And secondly, I think the Lakers, because of King James's age, are going to struggle. They didn't in the first game. They're going to struggle at altitude, and that is a formidable home court advantage. And I saw it against the Timberwolves. I saw it in the Sun series, where teams made those comebacks just like the Lakers did, but they ran out of gas. And even though it was down to a 3-point game, I think if it had gone into overtime, the Lakers wouldn't have had anything left. That's just my genuine thinking about it. So they had to win that game, I think. And I believe they put everything into, we got to steal this first game. And they came in early as they could, trying to adjust to the altitude. And it didn't work out in the first game, and I expect the Nuggets to win tonight. But I think it's going to be a long, grueling series. Just like I think said on Around the Horn that I thought Spoelstra, everybody's talking about Jimmy Butler and talking about Tatum. I said I thought Spoelstra was going to be the difference in the Miami-Boston series. Hmm. He's been in seven conference finals.
He might be.
Coach.
Yep.
And
yep.
I think he knows that he can push buttons that really, you go back to Pat Riley, that Pat Riley was pushing when he was coaching. He learned from the best. And I think when you're going up against a rookie coach who admitted in previous series he made some mistakes on timeouts, and I just think Spoelstra will be the difference there. And I think that we're seeing two coaches here, and Ham and Malone, and it's easy for me with my blackboard to say something about ham and cheese, but I won't do that.
You obviously covered Larry Bird some as well. Is it fair to call Jokic like a 7-foot bird?
You know, that's great. I think I was trying to get into that he's been playing Wilt Chamberlain-like in the playoffs. I mean, I did a column, guys, on comparing Chamberlain and Jokic, and Chamberlain was the most incredible player, I think, overall in terms of domination. And he's got some Chamberlain in him because around the basket, Chamberlain can be stopped, and Jokic can't be stopped around the rim. He's got the passing ability of Magic Johnson. He's got the bank shots. He's got the three-pointer. He's got the basketball IQ of Larry Bird. He's a shooter. He can shoot from anywhere. And for someone to ask me, and they do, you know, who does he remind you of? He doesn't remind me of anybody. He is his own self. So, he's closer to Larry Bird maybe than anybody, but you're talking about a difference of, what, about 3 or 4 inches and probably 50 pounds?
Right.
Now, he's a unique guy, unique player. He's had what a great year, and you're right. A lot of people had a hard time, Woody, looking at him and saying he should win three MVPs in a row, and Michael didn't do it, LeBron didn't do it. But when you look at his numbers and look at what he's been able to do, and his numbers were very close to Embiid. I don't have a problem with Embiid or him if had he won it again.
Yeah, me neither. Me neither.
Giannis, I think, was in there too.
Yeah, I felt like voters got weary of the Joker, and they wanted to give it to somebody else. And there was a strong feeling in ESPN circles that Embiid deserved it. I had no problem with that. He led the league in scoring.
Right.
He was a dominant player both offensively and defensively. And why not share the wealth? I mean, really, let other players win the MVP. And I can tell you, knowing him, Jokic didn't care.
I mean, I believe that.
He didn't care about the MVP, but that's not important to him. He's got to do what is necessary and to really have the entire nation say, boy, this is one of the all-time greats, and that's win a championship or at least get into the finals and make it a good series.
All right, that's the great Woody Page, Denver Gazette columnist, panelist on ESPN's
Woody.
Around the Horn. Woody, man, it was great catching up with you again. Thanks for coming on.
Rob, Chris, it's been my pleasure. Thank you for inviting me to come on.
No doubt, Woody.
Enjoy
Page.
The game tonight, Woody.
That's right, Woody, and stay well, my friend.
Well, at my age, that's my major priority over basketball games.
I hear that. Thanks, Woody. See you.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could. Would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We gotta pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments, where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Rob, we mentioned last night's game, the Heat upset the Celtics. And after what Jimmy Butler did, hereby known as Playoff Jimmy, everybody's been calling him that, and rightfully so. He dropped 35 points, 7 assists, 6 steals, 5 rebounds in the Heat, leading the Heat to a 123-116 victory. And a lot of people are saying he has been the best player in the playoffs and the best player left in the playoffs. He's been phenomenal. He has been awesome. There's no question, no doubt about it. Rob, I've said it. I can't recall a player that I've seen make as big a jump from the regular season to the postseason as Jimmy Butler. He goes from like being an all-star, and not even every single year an all-star, but an all-star, to being like a top five, at worst 10 player in the NBA, like in the playoffs. And all that said though, Rob, I guess he's made the All-Star team 6 times, so he's made it obviously several times. But he doesn't make it every year. Rob, he's only made it twice since 2018. Mm. Now, some of that, it might be injuries, not much of it. But he just, yeah, that's my point. Sometime he All-Star. As great as he's been, and he's been awesome, I think Nikola Jokic has been the best player in the playoffs.
Chris, I agree with you. I know why Jimmy Butler gets the extra juice. He doesn't have the same roster. He doesn't have the same roster. Well, give him credit. He doesn't have the same roster. But the Joker has played better. And Miami's looked at as like the little engine that couldn't. But yep. Let's be honest, Chris. This is the third time in 4 years of playing in the conference finals. Let's like act like they just came out of nowhere. I think that's the other part that people leave out. When it comes to Miami, they're not new to the party, Chris.
No doubt about it.
Right?
No doubt about it. Yep. No doubt about it. And you're right. We do. We overlook them because of their roster.
We do.
And the roster
ain't great.
Name
another team that's been there, Chris, 3 out of 4 years.
Right. They're it. Let me ask you this, Rob. As you may know, and I don't think you're on this, you have been on this bandwagon, but there have been people shooting down the bubble. Oh, the bubble championship. Oh, the Disney.
I just
the
said
Mickey
they won.
Mouse
everybody played. I told you before. You can't have it both ways. That was what was presented to everybody, Chris. Did it help Anthony Davis and LeBron that they have 4 months off, like those guys, because of AD's injury history, Chris, and LeBron being older? Did it help? Yes, but it didn't mean that they were going to win a championship because they were rested. It doesn't mean that.
It's like you said, it didn't give them any advantage over anyone else. And that's the thing. It was an even playing field for everybody. So I've got no issues whatsoever with the bubble championship. I don't agree with LeBron that it was the most difficult championship to win.
No,
that's going too far. But it's not better or worse than any other championship.
But that's LeBron adding to the sauce. You know what I mean? Like he's putting his own little ingredient.
His story.
That's his story that he's telling, which is fine.
What does it mean anything to you that, and that was what, 4 years ago, four seasons ago. Does it mean anything to you that those same four teams are now playing, in the conference finals? Do you think, some people said that, kind of legitimized the bubble, and for those that have said it wasn't an equal championship, it's kind of, shot a hole in their thinking.
Yeah, I don't look at it. Well, I never thought it was illegitimate, Chris. So it's just that these teams are good, and they made it back. But it doesn't change anything. What happened then was then, and what's happened with these teams now is now. It's just different. And those teams were good enough to get there, Chris. They fell off a little bit, right, last year or whatever. And now here they are. What was that? 2 years ago? 2 years ago, right? I mean,
bubble.
Yeah, was that 2020?
That was like 4 seasons ago, 2020.
Yeah, it's not like it happened. Yeah, and these teams were still good. And now, if you look at Denver, Chris, after that bubble, Final Four, kind of in the bubble, they had injuries. Jamal Murray, they had other injuries, and now they're all healthy. They had the best record in the West.
And trades and stuff, too. So,
exactly.
The stars are the same, but the role players around them all are pretty much different.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could. Would you? When we come through, it's true magic, 'cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.